This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
This Thanksgiving, be thankful for all the free bets. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer you can't miss. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps this Thanksgiving Day at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Coming up, five things I want to see. We're in uncharted territory right now. We're beginning the 6 p.m. hour on Fan Run Radio.
Did we go over the five things last Monday?
Yeah. Yep. You weren't here. You were running a little late
that
day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we reviewed. It was a perfect 5 for 5, wasn't it?
It was 5 for 5.
Yeah, the first time in the season.
Okay.
Nailed them all.
Mark it as such for the archives.
Look at some scores going on right now. Arkansas doing the thing to Missouri, just grinding it up like you thought they would. 24-6 in the third quarter there. Cincinnati doing the same thing to East Carolina, 21-3 as they play in Greenville, North Carolina. 19th-ranked Utah playing at home in Salt Lake, 21-13. They lead the Buffaloes of Colorado. It's a program I'd like to see have a resurgence, man. Remember when Colorado was good at football?
Yeah.
They shared the 1990 National Championship
with
Georgia
Tech. We
played
them I think it was a tie, wasn't it?
31-31.
A game we should have won.
Yep.
In California.
Team that ended up winning a share of the national title.
Please. That team was one of the ones that year was a – I felt like it was a missed opportunity for Coach Majors.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That team.
Both of those ties that year should have – in games Tennessee should have won.
That's probably one of the more – I wouldn't say the most, but that was a very, very physical – Tennessee football team that year. Those guys were rough.
16th-ranked Iowa beat Nebraska 28-21, scoring 19 points in the fourth quarter for the win.
Wow.
Score alert. Coastal just retook the lead, or took the lead, 14-10.
I did not watch any of the Iowa-Nebraska game. I mean,
apparently Nebraska just Nebraska'd. They got frosted.
A team that just invents ways to lose, man. They went 3-9. Nebraska went 3-9. Tennessee never had a season like that. Last year doesn't count. 3-7 in a 10 game conference only schedule doesn't matter. The worst Tennessee's done was 4-8.
Yeah.
3-9, 1-8 in the conference.
And the crazy part is they're less than probably, I'd say, 75 points away from me, and I'm not making excuses for him, but they came up short in how many close games this year? Like one possession, yeah. Just they were in it right till the end. And
I mean, this is another one today.
They just,
and Jake, you said they were driving in the last minute of the game, just turnover on downs inside the 10.
They had the ball, just from what I was following on the ESPN.com stream. They had the ball third down with like 2 minutes to go. And next thing you know, Iowa's got the ball on their own 6 with about 1:30 to go.
Part of it, what jumps out at me is that when it comes down to games like that, a lot of times it just comes down to, do you have enough athletes to muscle the other team? Kind of like what we saw in the basketball game today in the second half. I mean, Tennessee didn't play that much better in the second half, but they kind of took it. You know, kind of muscled them and won a game. So, I don't know. Their talent does not – they need to get a lot faster.
I'll tell you, you had a nice season this year. San Diego State.
Coached by
– all caps.
Brady Hoke.
Would like to be your football Nagy. Coach. He knows what it takes to succeed in this environment. All caps, no punctuation. Mm-mm. You know, all gas, no brakes. Brady Hoke is all caps, no punctuation, baby. They went 11-1 this year, the Aztecs.
Yeah.
playing their home games in Los Angeles at the LA Galaxy at StubHub Arena.
Aren't letting them play in SoFi?
No, they're building a brand new stadium for San Diego State. I was looking at it today. It's beautiful. Beautiful stadium that they're building down there. Talking to Christopher
Gabriel
about it.
People love the football out there in San Diego. Yeah, they're passionate.
It's a tradition-rich program, man. That's Marshall Faulk's
alma mater.
Remember
back when they were I don't know. Do you realize that, Jake? They used to be good when me and Russell were younger.
They're good now.
Yeah.
Decent football program.
They went 11-1.
Should we have given all caps a good job?
Hey, he would have been better than Gump. You know that. I mean, that's nothing. Yeah, yeah.
The problem with my biggest issue with him, and it, unfortunately, this Corn is just bread. How weirdly I'm wired. Even knowing I would pick Juwan over him, and if he was our head coach, Juwan Jennings would not have finished his career at Tennessee.
No.
I didn't like that.
It would not have been worth 3 years of Hokamania.
You know who else is having a nice season?
Who's that?
All these ties to the Shiano Sunday and the coaching search of 2017.
Mel Tucker?
Yeah, he's having a nice season, Bear. Dave Borendoren.
NC State is doing well.
The 20th-ranked Wolfpack play host to the Tar Heels of North Carolina tonight. If they win, it'll complete a 9-3 season. I think they might be in line to play for the conference championship.
Dude, can you look at me with a straight face and tell me that Borendoren, that we, this fan base and us and everything that goes along with it here, wouldn't have eaten that guy completely and totally alive? We'd have chewed him up, spat him out.
I don't know anything about him other than he's done pretty well. He's a defensive guy. He was from Wisconsin, right?
Wisconsin.
It seemed like the worst of fits. And, again, don't regret it. Hey, man, all roads have led us to this moment. All roads have led us to this moment where Josh Heupel's our football coach. And I'm pretty satisfied with that and looking forward to Chapter 2.
Never forget Jeff Brohm, though.
Heupel's got
coach
a little
Brohm
bit of
– still out there.
Heupel's got a little bit of shine to him. I don't know. I'm not saying that he's going to be, you know, he may very well prove that he's got the same level of shine on him that, like, Bruce Pearl, Vitello. It's hard to include Barnes in there because, I mean, he fell in our laps.
This guy fell in our laps.
Yeah, pretty much. Should be the most Tennessee thing ever.
We tried to turn our nose up at him
because he was chunky. He's big boned.
His build had nothing to do with it for me. It was just the fact that he was Josh Heupel and he was with Danny White, and it seemed like their program was headed in the wrong direction, and it just wasn't a very sexy hire.
It wasn't. I'm not going to sit here and act like I was blown away by it, but once we warmed up to it after our initial 1 week of, you know, second guessing from here.
It's been a sexy first season.
Yeah. Like, we started talking about him, and he backed it up because the one thing we did, I think we all agreed on, was that if he was able to score a lot of points and his offense was explosive, it'd keep us engaged for the whole season regardless of the record.
Let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline, 865-546-8200. T-Carp is next. Good afternoon, T-Carp.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Good evening. Not afternoon, brother. Good evening.
How about this? Late night with the drive.
It's officially cocktail hour.
I like it. Guys, with Scott Frost seemingly just tanking really, really bad this year, I mean, and he was the sexy hire. I mean, everybody wanted him. What, he had gone, what, 12-0? Is that right? At UCF.
Yes.
I mean,
they claimed a national championship that year in 2017.
Right.
He's football Dave Serrano.
How in the world is he so bad? I mean, is Nebraska really that bad? Because I'm not paying attention to him, but
they don't have the athlete. I think he hasn't gotten his recruiting up, and he's kind of behind the eight ball because he's got virtually no in-state talent. Not to compete in the Big 12 or the SEC or the Big 10 or. They're just way down the list. I honestly think they're in worse shape than us, simply because if we can get recruiting back up and rolling again, well, that's
right.
You know. But then again, if
fly out to Nebraska.
If I'm anybody with UT, if Oklahoma really did come sniffing around wanting to make a big run at him, I would definitely use Scott Frost as an example of why you may not want to go back to where you played.
It makes sense. I mean, because now, do you think they'll fire Scott Frost this year?
This year, no. He's
they've already said he's coming back.
Yeah, who's Trev Albert? Okay. Is their AD?
Yeah, it was weird, too. I mean, it was the most tepid vote of confidence you've ever heard. I mean, they basically said, this probably isn't going to work out, but we feel that with the Scott Frost being who he is and in this pro, is very similar to what we did. You know, Bear called him Football Dave Serrano. It was very similar to when we all knew Serrano wasn't going to work out, but our attitude here was, it's just baseball.
Yeah.
There's no reason to pay him a buyout, so we'll just let the contract quietly expire and go hire another coach.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense. But, you know, usually those vote of confidences are kisses of death. That's usually like, oh, this is going to work out terribly.
Oh, can you imagine what their recruiting is like right now?
Well, it's got to be horrible.
Oh, it's got to be god-awful. Yeah, it's got to be god-awful. But watch that cat go out and win 8 games next year.
He might. I mean, he could have easily went 9-3 this year.
Jake, what was the number you just showed me?
So, Nebraska this year in Big Ten play, 239 points for. That's how many they scored.
Uh-huh.
Points against, 239. And they went 1-8 in Big Ten.
I told you, man, he's got so insane weird. Bad luck. You know?
I mean,
but at the end of the day,
that is a stat.
You know, but.
At a certain point, you make your own luck, though, don't you? Like, it's Derek Dooley had terrible luck. It's funny how bad coaches have
Butch
bad
Jones.
Luck, isn't it?
Butch Jones had terrible luck.
Well, you don't put yourself in situations to have bad luck either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point. What's gonna happen out at Shield Stadium, Jim Renfrow Field tonight? Your boy's gonna get it done?
I'm not super confident. If we play like we did against Farragut, no. But if they come out with their hair on fire and load up that box and stop the run, we've got a good shot. So it just depends on what defense decides to show up.
Battle of 13-0 teams.
Let's go, Oakland.
Tonight, Maryville and Oakland, two great quarterbacks, two great running backs, great receivers, talent everywhere. If you're in Blount County, you want to see a crazy football game, head on over.
Bundle up, head on over, and watch the two best coaching staffs in the state of Tennessee duke it out as well. Y'all be good, all right?
Thank you, T. Cartman.
Is that on TV?
No. Well, it's on that Diamond Clear thing.
Oh,
like
God,
you. Well, it's. I think it's like $7, which is the same as if you were going to go and buy a ticket.
That's another $7. Is it just a one-time deal?
Well,
or will the subscription continue? Will they continue to draw out $7 a month?
If you take 2 minutes and cancel the subscription after
I can never figure out how to do it.
Why don't you just call me?
And I'm bleeding right now, guys. I mean, I'm bleeding.
How many things are you subscribed to? Just everything you've ever subscribed to, you're subscribed to.
I
currently
made a partial list. Every streaming service known to mankind, because
just hand it to
Jake. I'll be up late at night and I want to watch something. And be like, it's on this. You don't get this. And it's $4.99 introductory offer for the first 3 months.
Well, he's spending $400 a month on subscriptions.
We could get you, like, you want that problem solved, like, right now, like in 2 minutes?
Well, no, I'm going to do that Monday.
Oh, yeah.
You just go to the bank. You go to the bank and get a new bank card, as they send you notices, you update your information,
no.
You pick and choose which ones you still want. It's like,
inefficient way of doing it.
Like, I mean, it's like everything from like VolQuest to the Washington Post to, I mean, HBO Max, Showtime On Demand, Stars.
Playboy Channel.
No.
Skinamax.
Not
Jelly of the Month Club.
Cinemax. No.
Love that movie.
Uh-uh.
that membership to the Rush that you still get charged for, even though the Rush hasn't been in business. They've been Gold's Gym for like 5 years.
Oh, I figured out. I've paid at my other job about 3 years ago. We were trying to figure out if somebody that a recent hire had lied on his application and been incarcerated. So the owner was out of town, so we didn't have access to the company credit card. So I was just like, yeah, I'll go ahead and put it on mine. One of those background check companies.
Yeah,
and I've spent probably...
How many watch lists are you on in addition to...
Watch lists? Yeah. What do you mean watch lists?
Like terrorist.
Me?
Suspected.
Oh, none. I love Jesus in America, unlike you, son. In that order.
Well, that's good.
Not fermenting revolution. I'm not some kind of communist.
Okay, this is getting a little strange. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with
you. You're the one who made it weird, dude.
Yeah, I made it strange. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back to the top five things I want to see tomorrow in Neyland Stadium at Senior Day. We'll take a look at some of the other high school games. We've got a big one going on right up the street at 3300 Sutherland Avenue here in about 46 minutes. Stay with us. Special Black Friday edition of The Drive continues. We are live. If you want to jump in, 865-546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Back with more right after this. More trouble for Nate Oates and the Crimson Tide.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Going on?
Good to see it.
7:08 left. Excuse me. 5:04 left in the second half. Alabama 63, Drake 61.
Drake's a decent program, isn't it? I see their name in the tournament every so often.
They lost to Rick Pitino and the Gales of Iona. Yesterday.
I'm sure they'll be fine when it comes down to SEC play.
So we're fourth-ranked Kansas lost today.
To Dayton.
Yep.
It was a wild end of the game. I mean, Dayton took like two or three shots before they hit the game winner. I think it was two. They kept getting the rebound.
Bruce Pearl and Auburn with a bounce back. They're up 15 on Syracuse late in the second half there. So,
boy, Syracuse has really fallen off. You think they'll ever be back before they hire old dude's replacement, Boeheim?
I mean, they've been in they're still a tournament mainstay. I don't think they're ranked right now, but
– They're not.
They'll probably be in the dance.
His kids are really nice players. I know that. The one from last year, and apparently he's got another one on the team this year.
His kid plays for him.
How
old is
Boeheim?
That dude?
Jim Boeheim's in his 70s, I think.
Yeah, he's pushing 80.
Nah, he's got to be. I'm saying he's already 80. He's got to be.
Let's find out.
Dude, he was the one who knocked one of the best Tennessee basketball teams ever out of the
He's been there forever, man.
That was his first year. We launched him.
Buddy Boeheim.
Yeah.
Averages 20.6 points per game.
Jim Boeheim, 77 years old. Just turned 77 9 days
ago. So if his kid's 20, that kid when he's 56 years old, that happens, man. You
know. He's how old? So he would have been around. He had been in his mid-30s when he brought them in here and they beat us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't here. That was in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
He's been the head coach there since 76.
Yeah.
Like the guy literally played there, left for 3 years, came back as an assistant, and he's never left.
People worried about Rick Barnes hanging it up, man. Big Daddy Rick's got another 10 years.
He's
or
sharp.
So
he's
left
he's,
in him.
He's razor sharp right
oh, yeah.
now.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
You like his post game? Did you see that video of Tennessee basketball Twitter put out after the big win last Sunday over North Carolina?
Where Grant Williams is in the locker room with him?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big dog, isn't he?
What do you mean?
Rick Barnes. He's a heavyweight. He's one of the all-timers.
He's got 700 all-time wins, bro. He's head coach of the 15th-ranked team in the country. Yeah. He's a big dog. We got ourselves a hell of a basketball coach, man, these knuckleheads that
– I feel like the Barnes Bashers, we need to snap their leash a little bit.
One hit me at halftime. I got hit with FireRickBarnes.com. mean, these people are just absolute morons. Just complete fools. All right, five things I want to see. Are you boys ready?
Hit it.
Number one, defensive dominance. That's the next step. You are playing a team tomorrow in Vanderbilt that is the worst offense and the worst defense in the conference. I mean, has that ever been done before? Worst on both sides of the ball? Are you kidding me? This team is terrible. We know Tennessee can play offense. We all expect the first quarter offensive explosion. Bet the over, bet Tennessee to cover the first quarter spread. It's free money. It's out there for you. Defense. Defense is the next step for this program. Have to get better. It starts tomorrow. Number two, offensive aggression. Stay aggressive. Be aggressive. Go out there and do the thing. I don't think any of us are worried about that. Jump all over these guys. Showcase Hooker a little bit. Let him go out there and do his thing. Send these seniors out on a high note. Number three, penalty-free football. That is what I want to see tomorrow. Turnover-free football. You call it a clean game. We call it whatever we want to call it. Go out there and show progress from some of the things that have held you back, throughout this season. Things that have been speed bumps, the penalties, the turnovers, the little bitty mistakes here and there that have plagued us at different times. Let's clean those things up tomorrow over at Neyland Stadium. Number four, Vanderbilt pain. Vanderbilt pain. I want to see Tennessee put Vanderbilt in its place, inflict maximum damage. This is a program. Let us not forget, ladies and gentlemen, this is the program that General Neyland was brought here to beat. In 1926, Vanderbilt pretty much owned Tennessee. Wins over the Commodores were hard to come by, and we hired a general with the directive to go out there and beat Vanderbilt, and he did, and Tennessee has owned this rivalry ever since. The late, great George Cafego. I'm trying to find this right now, man. Can't remember who tweeted it. I will find this for you.
He hated him.
I found something that is evidently from Vanderbilt's official website that talked about Vanderbilt players diving at Cafego's legs, diving at George Cafego's legs, trying to injure him on purpose. Back in 1939, spawning a lifelong hatred of all things Vandy for the late, great George Cafego. So inflict pain, put those golden – this is the drive, right? It's not voluntary reaction?
Correct.
Oh, I can't
run
say
terrestrial.
Okay, just put them in their place. How about that? And finally, number five, fond farewell to a fun team to watch. This team's been a lot of fun to watch, man.
It's been very fun.
Great kids, great coaches, character-wise. It's been fun to watch them develop. Rarely have we seen a team that's lost five games that you've enjoyed it all the way through. I can't wait to watch them play tomorrow. And kind of disappointed that it's going to be the last time that we get to see this team in Neyland Stadium anyway. We do get the bowl game for these guys, but would love to send these guys out on a high note, the ones that we aren't going to see anymore, bid them a fond farewell and a fine adieu tomorrow at Neyland Stadium. So those are the five things I want to see. Defensive dominance, offensive aggression, penalty/turnover-free football, Vanderbilt pain, and a fond farewell to a fun team to watch. My final score, Tennessee 42, Vandy 17. Make your selection, the Crown Cleaners Crown Pick of the Week. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDriveWithRussellSmith, to give us your score prediction for the Vols and Vandy tomorrow night in Neyland Stadium. Make your pick, win fabulous gifts and prizes from Crown Cleaners and Qdoba of Knoxville.
I want to see him just jump out fast, pummel them, and then be able to get as many of the guys that have been playing beat up out, let them enjoy, and get, frankly, that we've got a good enough league where we can play some of these guys who have, behind the scenes, you know, like a lot of walk-ons.
Joe Milton time, baby.
Yeah, exactly. And the younger guys, and get them some game time in an SEC game.
Gaston more time.
Gaston.
Uh-huh. Big throw, Joe. See if he can hit that Jumbotron, man, since we're tearing it down and, like, doing a new Jumbotron. And see if he can throw a ball straight through the Jumbotron screen.
You remember the old Michael Vick? Wow. The old Michael Vick commercials where he'd throw the ball out of the stadium? I wonder if you think he could put one in the upper deck?
I would love to see that. Is that humanly possible to throw a ball out of Neyland Stadium?
I don't know.
Yes.
Who did it?
Nobody yet.
You're just saying it's possible.
It's possible.
You think? I don't know, man. You think? I mean, if there's anybody, it's Joe Milton, right?
Right.
Like standing in the south end zone, right by the goalpost.
I'm trying to think, just guys that I think could do it. It'd be some of the bigger arm guys. Talking, but I mean, you're talking about pros. Aaron Rodgers, 4 or 5 years
Jeff
ago.
Jeff George back in the day. Elway, maybe.
Yeah. The guys that are playing right now, maybe whoever I just mentioned. I've lost it already.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. If you want to jump in, take a shot. 865-546-8200. Your number to get up with us, 546-8200. Coming up, the coaching carousel continues. It looks like Florida has found their guy, and the LSU job is curiously quiet. We will break that down for you next here on Fan Run Radio. Voluntary reaction tomorrow should kick off around 7:15 or so. We'll give you a solid three-hour effort tomorrow. Davey Hudson, myself, and Bear will be with you right here on your free Fan Run app, hashtag app only. Then we'll be able to get a few things off our chest.
Absolutely.
So, the big news today in the college football coaching landscape, and this is not confirmed anywhere, but it just a lot of smoke that Florida is about to hire Billy Napier.
When is Louisiana's last game?
Well, they play in their conference championship. They play tomorrow, and then they play in the conference championship game. But I think, you know, they lost a game earlier this year.
Yes, they're 10-1 right now.
So it's not like he's got some magical 13-0 season that he wants to complete.
No. Their game is, what, at noon tomorrow? Is that right?
I think so.
The announcement will probably be made between 4 and 4:30 that it's going to happen. Press conference probably the next day.
And then he goes back and coaches the conference championship game, or do you just say, thanks, Louisiana Lafayette, you're on your own?
What bowl game are they going to? Anything of any relevance?
No, I'm talking about the conference championship. If they're playing for the Sun Belt championship, do you stay and coach that game, or do you?
I don't.
Conference championship game.
I mean,
Napier?
Yeah.
Now, Florida ain't like us, man. They're going to want him there.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. If it were Tennessee, I'm sure he'd play through the bowl game. That should have been our first warning sign with Pruitt.
So, I care more about Alabama. Well,
Billy Napier, welcome to the good times, honey. See how you like it. You ain't Louisiana anymore.
Well, and you got signing day coming up soon.
And they're way behind. I mean, they don't – their class right now, even before firing him, was not great.
Well, no. And I mean, people have started to decommit. You're going to have some players transfer out.
I hope we're dirty recruiting against them, using that against them right now. God knows they've used it, the whole NCAA thing. I want us to be as dirty as everybody else is. I want us to do better about not getting caught red-handed.
Well, we just want – I mean, it's the entire point of sports is it's a meritocracy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a challenge. Yeah. I think I'm faster than you. Okay, let's have a race. And
are you talking to me?
You want it. You just want it to be, okay, you want that race to be on level ground. You don't want me or you to have a shorter path. It's the entire point of sports. And college football, and listen, I'm not naive. I know every sport has its issues. Every sport has cheaters. Every sport has inherent advantages and disadvantages that sometimes you just have to overcome. And that's one of the reasons we love sport, man. Hey, my team went into a hostile environment and upset a better team. What's more beautiful than that? But
not much.
I mean, the NFL has it down in terms of, yeah, they've got officiating issues and everything, but it's pretty even, man. There, you got to really screw it up to be you got to be like Dan Snyder up there in Washington to give your franchise prolonged period where you have no chance.
Yeah, because you're in a spot where you should be making a deep playoff run and being in a Super Bowl once every 10 years.
But college football, I mean, I think this is something that needs to be addressed through the playoff and through the NCAA reconnoitering itself, however that's going to end up, is, man, you got to have everybody on – somewhat equal footing. I know the field is always going to be tilted. I know Bama's boosters are always going to be hungrier, more passionate and crazier than anybody else's. We all get that. We're not naive. Nobody's asking for everybody who hands out a $100 bill to have to pay some sort of penalty. But you do want to have you want to know that, hey, man, you've got a fighting chance. And I'm not just talking about for Tennessee. I'm talking, hey, for Kentucky, man, for Cincinnati, for Iowa State, whoever. You know, you want to know that it's not an impossible mountain to surmount. So, Thomas Goldkamp at Swamp 247 Florida site says, as far as the timeline on Napier, we've heard as soon as Sunday to Tuesday for some sort of announcement. Says, I do not expect them to wait until after the Sun Belt title game at this point, barring some late unforeseen snags. It's sure looking like Napier to Florida.
Now, I could see him I want to go back on something I said. I could see him coaching next weekend in the championship game. I mean, I don't know. Would you – if it were us, would you want him to –
it's like you're saying, man, if you're Florida, I mean, that's the other thing that's weird is it sounds like he's really leveraging himself and making a lot of demands as far as control.
This is his shot.
Yeah, it's like, dude, this is Florida. They play Louisiana Monroe tomorrow, and then they would play Appalachian State in the championship.
I don't know. Man, that'd be rough to – I just hate that for his locker room.
Sure.
You know, I could understand more if he – at the conclusion of the season.
I'll say this. I know this was hard for us to think about, and it's even harder in retrospect. But I would have a little bit of respect on the outside looking in for a guy that says, I've got a chance to win a conference championship at the school that I've been at for 4 years. I'm going to see that through. At the time, I felt the same way about Pruitt. I felt the same way about all those Saban guys that stayed and saw it out. But I also, in hindsight, yeah, as a Tennessee fan, you wish that we said, screw Alabama. Like, you work for us now. And I could see where Florida fans might say, dude, I mean, it's Louisiana Lafayette. Do you want to coach here or not?
Coach Cut, it didn't stop him.
No.
He was playing for national, you know, championship.
Oh my God! Really? Yeah,
that was
right?
The finals because that was back before the playoffs.
And he said, "I'm outie."
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people forget that
Sandy Randers.
What is Phil calling Brandon? He's got me confused now.
Hold on.
Hatley Bartley.
What? What's the kid's name?
It's Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
What is Phil calling?
Hatley Huntfield, or in today's case, Bradley Hatley.
Bradley Huntley Hatfield, Ross.
Old Bradley Hatley. No, that's his name, Bear. Old Bradley Hatley Huntfield.
Hatley Huntfield is how Phil says it.
Hatley Huntfield.
It's something different every time, and it's confusing me now. It's not
like you have to stop and catch yourself.
It's not something that's really confusing. Yeah, I get it. It's two H's, but he's taken something that was simple and straightforward that confused nobody, and now it's got it to where I don't know what it is. I find myself stuttering
Triple
over
H.
It.
Well, the only one that he knows how to pronounce is Tomba.
Tomba!
He's not pronouncing that right.
What is it? Tomba.
Yeah, something like Tomba. That. And the reason he wants everybody to call him Tomba is that nobody pronounces his first. It's almost impossible. He said it for me over the phone. It's a weird name to pronounce. Hamji.
So, speaking of high school athletics, we are 21 minutes away. That West Powell game is going to be on Mark Packer television tonight.
Oh, that's what I'm watching. And I will be eagerly hitting refresh on Twitter.com to see if the Maryville people are in pain on a cold night in Blount County.
Your high school schadenfreude it's really out of control right now, isn't it?
We got high school football playoffs. Catholic got knocked out because we're playing big boy. Seeing Alcoa getting talked about. I was like, dude, go up a classification if you want to post about how dominant you are.
You're really that insecure about it. Like, nobody's talking about Catholic. It was farthest thing from my mind. I'm not taking a shot at Alcoa. Nobody's taking a shot at you, but you got to put that in there. Well, we're playing big boy football. It's the only reason we're not playing for a state championship right now.
Am I lying? They're playing against teams that have kids that are going to be playing Power Five. It's a little bit harder. Alcoa needs to go up a classification. What are they at? 3A or are they 2A still? Surely they're not still 2A, right?
They're 3A. They're playing Giles County tonight.
They ought to jump up to 4 if we're being honest with
the
each other.
Bo Wallace.
I know my buddies out in Alcoa. You got to talk truth to your friends sometimes. Alcoa, you need to step up before you go tweeting out about your legendary records you're putting up on the Little Sisters of the Poor.
Well, I stand with both Blount County teams. I don't think Alcoa needs any help tonight. I don't know anything about Giles County, but does it really matter? I mean, come on, it's Alcoa. Maryville, though, that's going to – man, I wish that game were free streaming somewhere. Somebody send me a link. Who's the Trey Wallace of high school football? Send me some sort of grainy Russian link to watch Maryville and Alcoa tonight, or Maryville and Oakland.
Russ, why don't we start a thing and we just broadcast the games?
What do you mean?
We get somebody to do video, i.e. Will Stevens.
Yeah, can't count me out of this.
You do the play-by-play.
Got to sell it, man. You can find a sponsor. If it pays,
costs
it plays.
A lot of money.
I'll be there.
I bet we can.
Just have like one guy with Twitter Live on his phone showing it, and then I'll just be standing.
me
just
standing in the stands.
No equipment. No equipment. We're just doing the game.
He's got me in the stands with my iPhone.
I would actually tune in to see some of that.
Russell would do the announcing. If you're talking about doing it for real, you might not know this equipment. You should know it because you went to MTSU. Equipment, incredibly expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
You got Summit. Most likely, they're playing at Hendersonville tonight. I'm gonna pencil Summit into the state championship to play the winner of Oakland and Maryville. Now that game would be televised, so we'd all get to see the Wade twins versus Maryville or Oakland.
That's gonna be a hell of a game. The
next knockdown dragon.
Yeah.
By the way, here's another interesting nugget I learned. So Henry County. Longtime class 4A or a 5A power is right. Waiting. They play at Page High School tonight. The winner gets the winner of West Powell next week. The quarterback at Page is Jake McNamara. He's a Colorado State commitment. He's the younger brother of current Michigan quarterback Cade McNamara.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird because I looked it up, and Cade McNamara is from Las Vegas. He was born there, and so I have no idea how they ended up here, if there's some sort of weird family tie. I think Page is somewhere in the Nashville area.
I mean, Nashville's – I've been down there a bunch lately, and it's not the same city it was 20 years ago.
Well, Murfreesboro is not even the same city. That city has grown exponentially.
Murfreesboro and Nashville are about to do the Dallas-Fort Worth-San Antonio-Austin thing where they, like, merge into one
mega city.
Metropolis.
Yeah, pretty much.
I never liked driving all the way hell out to Murfreesboro.
Love me some Toots chicken, though.
All right, let's take a final timeout back to wrap things up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the G3 Help Me hotline. 546-8200, the shocking conclusion of this special Black Friday edition of The Drive, coming up next. Wrapping up Black Friday edition of The Drive / Voluntary Reaction. We got that basketball stuff out of our system pretty quick, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No reason to melt down about a lackluster 11-point win over Tennessee Tech in late November.
I'm trying to think what it was. It's gone now. It's almost 2 hours ago.
Were you, were you indulging in, are you drinking a little bit or something today? You've been very abnormally forgetful, even by your lofty standards.
No, huh? I didn't feel real good today.
Did you fall and hit your head on the toilet, thus conceiving of the, what was it that Doc Brown had that makes time travel possible?
The flux capacitor. No, huh? I'm good.
You did eat shrimp.
Shrimp and grits last night.
That'll give you weird dreams. I had a weird dream last night.
You did? Yeah. I don't remember my dreams usually.
I was walking up the stairs, and my dad was behind me, and my shoes were too big.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell to read into that.
I looked it up, and apparently I'm like anxious or something about like you're worried about pleasing one parent at the expense of the other or vice versa. My dad and I watched a lot of football together yesterday, and I didn't spend as much time with my mom. Maybe I'm feeling a little bit guilty about that at Thanksgiving.
No, mine are a little bit different.
Nah, my teeth usually just fall out.
That means you're afraid of death.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've never had one of those. I have ones where you're like you're telling me that you can't believe I did that and that you're firing me off the show.
Bear, that's not a dream. That happens like once a week.
Yeah, but this one is the only one I remember. I was like, I can't say that I blame you. I'd fire me too. It's been a great run, Russ. Holy moly.
Looky here.
I thought it was still the fourth quarter.
How'd this game go to overtime? They score late?
Yes. 30 seconds Coastal to go. Coastal did. What do you think, Nate?
All right.
What do you think? Hodges, Kress, and Hudson are doing right now. watch them with their pants off.
You don't want to know. All right. Closing thoughts here. First of all, about Heupel and Oklahoma, since that got the most reaction of conversation. I'm not trying to be alarmist, man. I'm really not. I'm just trying to... Sound an alarm? No, I've just tried to prepare everybody for what I think is going to be the big conversation piece here locally this weekend and next week, which is this. I think there's already – go look at any LSU message board. They think Lincoln Riley's their guy. They think he's coming.
They've got a whole board on Tiger droppings just for the coaching show. Like they had to move everything off the rant. And create like a whole
upgraded new forum.
Well, go look at. I just looked at their 247 board today, and it's all Lincoln Riley stuff. They think Lincoln Riley's their guy.
They're awfully cocky down there.
We thought that John Gruden was our guy, and look at where that panned out.
It's a little bit different. It's not hopeful. Like they kind of think it's. He might not be. He might be playing for a raise. That he might be just waiting to think about it, and he ultimately decides to stay. I don't know. But I'm just telling you what the landscape is down there, and I'm surprised that more people haven't picked up on it here locally. But if that comes to pass, if Lincoln Riley takes the LSU job and the Oklahoma job comes open, I'm not saying Heupel's going to take it. I am saying that he's going to be on their list. You know, when our guy leaves in the past 12 years or so, all the websites have the hot list, the hot board.
Right.
Yep.
They're going to have one of those, and Josh Heupel's going to be one of the first names on it. Maybe not the first, maybe not the second, but he's going to be one of the first four or five.
He'll be in the conversation for sure.
And that's going to cause us a lot of anxiety. So
I can't do a coaching search, man. I really can't.
Neither can I, right? I don't know if I have it in me, Jake.
We'll have to do an emergency broadcast.
If we were like 3 years into Heupel and he sucked and it was, but no, you don't want to do a coaching search when we've had a 7-5 season and this guy's given us a lot of hopium we've all been chiefing on for the past 3 months now. You can see glimmers of what our program could be if we have some stability, like you always talk about, Russ, and just and get recruiting up and going, and getting the NCAA stuff figured out and behind us. But yeah, I mean, I think we definitely, our head coach has a cutting edge offense. It's, you know, for once, I feel like we're ahead of the curve.
What do you think? And I know none of us are Oklahoma football experts, but I mean, what would that list look like?
Oh, for Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin.
Kiffin would probably be number one on their list.
Maybe like Bob Stoops, beg him to come back.
He's not coming back.
I know he won't, but
like Mario Cristobal.
Cristobal, Hugh Freeze.
I don't know that Cristobal would want to go to Oklahoma.
Maybe Matt Campbell.
Maybe. Because if he's going to leave Iowa State, he needs to leave this year.
Because here's the thing. If you're going to be the head coach at Oklahoma, you have to be able to go into Texas for a lot of – I mean, they still recruit a ton of Texas kids.
Maybe Brian Kelly. I don't know. Just spitballing here. There was one.
Now, whoa. Here's an interesting fact for you. I hate to interrupt you, but I got to. Do you know it's been since like 1915 since a head coach has left Notre Dame?
Yeah, I saw that.
For another head
coach. The last guy left to go be a farmer or something?
Yeah, he just went home to his wife and kids on the farm. It was like 1917 or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to leave, but it's Oklahoma, man. Every school has – like they're shooting higher than they really ought to be, but in Oklahoma's case, they've been a playoff mainstay. I mean, they're one of the top five programs in college football
but,
right now.
Man, Brian Kelly ain't leaving no.
I don't think so either. But they will have a legitimately starrier coaching list than, well, quite frankly, we would. And Josh Heupel will be on that list because of his.
Yeah, I just don't know where he'll be on it.
But all those dudes, I mean, if Matt Campbell doesn't want it, if Mario Cristobal doesn't want it, if Lane Kiffin, if they don't decide to go down that route, who's left?
Mike Leach.
That's interesting. That's Leach pretty interesting.
The tie is there.
The tie is there. The system is similar. That would be his moment. That would be his moment. That pissed me off so much with Kiffin doing that to them again. I mean, they're just Mississippi State rolling down the field like a horde of Dothraki, ready to storm the end zone and go up 13-10 heading into the half, and Kiffin starts pulling that bull crap again, man. They've got to do something about that, dude. It's just so – I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Well, they have to because the Heupel – who plays like us? Heupel does. Leach does.
He does. Kiffin is the only one, yeah. Really.
And Kiffin does that. But this offense is – I'm telling you, this is a future of football. Everybody's going to start going fast because all it's a matter of is getting your team in shape enough to be able to run that much.
Yeah, that's a good point. Then how does Heupel adjust? One thing that gives me hope on that is that I don't think it's just the tempo. Like I think he's a good like. Where's the mismatch? How can I get my best guy on your not so good guy?
Which game was it where you said that you heard? I guess they showed him on the sidelines. He was like, "We're going deep on the second play." Do you remember that? On the second play here, we're going to go deep.
Mm-mm. That was it Georgia?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that may have been one of the big catches we made against Georgia. But yeah, I mean he's got a really good feel for the. He's a great play caller. How much do you think Golish gets to do?
I mean, I think he's instrumental in setting up game plans and his eye in the sky. And I think they talk a lot between series as kind of semi scripting things out.
Right,
Heupel calls the plays. It's not like – I mean, people don't realize this, but Lane's not calling the plays this year.
Texas squeaked out another one today.
No, Heupel's boy is Jeff Lebby, right?
Yep. All right, tomorrow it's Georgia Tech at noon. The game, Ohio State-Michigan, should be a good one tomorrow at high noon. Let's see what else we got. Bama, Auburn at 3:30. Oregon, Oregon State, Penn State, Michigan State. Wow, what a slate of games tomorrow. Of course, Tennessee playing in that mid-afternoon block as well. A&M is at LSU tomorrow night. Bedlam at 7:30. Will there be Lincoln Riley news afterwards? If he loses that game, that will be their second loss in a row. He will not be in his conference championship game. And would, I mean, if LSU is going to make a move, it could happen quickly. Keep an eye on Bedlam tomorrow night. Clemson at South Carolina. Could the Gamecocks hand Clemson their fourth loss of the year?
I don't know, because, you know, Clemson has very quietly gone about resurrecting their season. It's not too far out of the realm of possibility that Clemson could be playing for the ACC championship in a New Year's Six Bowl.
Yep, the Tigers are an 11.5-point favorite there. All right, folks, thank you, Jake, for coming in on Friday. Appreciate you, bud.
Absolutely.
Bear, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be back tomorrow for Voluntary Reaction as soon as the Vols and Vandy are done. 7:15-ish right here on your Fan Run app. Have a great day tomorrow.